This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that after Russia suspended its participation in the new START treaty, it would take into account the nuclear weapons capabilities not only of the United States, but of other NATO countries, such as France and Britain. Putin has said that in a speech suspending Russia's role in the 2010 treaty earlier in the week, that France and Britain, not parties to the agreement, had joined the United States in targeting Russia with nuclear weapons. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says the Biden administration should be equipping the Ukrainian military with the fighter jets it's requesting, not delaying that conversation.
We're not going to do F-16s today. That's for another time, not right now. That has been a pattern with this administration from the beginning, where they have slow-rolled critical military weapon systems. You know, it's a long list. It's Patriots, it's HIMARS, it's tanks, and now it's F-16s. And to me, that is a real blunder.
On that same program, NBC's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is not ready to discuss supplying the fighter jets requested by Ukrainian authorities.
Question of F-16s is really a question for another day, for another phase. This phase is about ground combat and being able to have the tools in the hands of the Ukrainians to take the territory back that the Russians are occupying.
Sullivan also said on ABC's This Week that China has not moved toward providing lethal aid that would help Russia in its invasion. However, Beijing has not taken that option off the table. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media reported Monday that leader Kim Jong-un kicked off a meeting of ruling party officials to discuss improving the country's economy and agricultural sector as fears of food shortages and humanitarian crisis grow. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more details.
International experts say food insecurity has worsened in the isolated nation amid sanctions and COVID-19 lockdowns. South Korea said earlier this month the North Korean food situation appears to have deteriorated, with officials in Seoul pointing to the meeting as a de facto acknowledgement of serious shortages. Last month, the U.S.-based 38 North program, which monitors North Korea, said in a report that food availability has likely fallen below the bare minimum with regard to human needs, with food insecurity at its worst since the famines of the 1990s. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
At least 59 people have died, including 12 children, after a wooden sailing boat carrying migrants to Europe crashed against rocks near the southern Italian coast early on Sunday. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Pieces of boat wreckage washed ashore on Italy's southern coast on Sunday. Small signs of the disaster that unfolded before dawn, when a boat carrying migrants crashed into rocks and sank in rough seas. A baby, only a few months old, was among the first ones recovered, according to an Italian news agency. Italian police said the boat set sail from Turkey about 4 days ago. Survivors said the boat may have been carrying as many as 200 people from countries including Afghanistan and Iran.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Tens of thousands of people filled Mexico City's vast main plaza to protest electoral law reforms that they say threaten democracy. The marchers were clad mostly in white and pink, the color of the National Electoral Institute, and shouted slogans like "Don't touch my vote." Proposals by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador were passed last week. They would cut salaries, funding for local election offices, and training for citizens who operate and oversee polling stations. One hospital is standing its ground in the most violent parts of Haiti's capital as gangs tighten their grip. On the Caribbean nation, many medical facilities have closed, but Fontaine Hospital Center hangs on as the most densely populated part of the city in the heart of Port-au-Prince gang wars. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.